Art Kapinski dictating a female IME on Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Raquel Turner is a 54-year-old woman who reports she injured her right shoulder at work on 11-12-20, but at that time, she was using a draw sheet in an unhedged fashion to pull a 90-year-old patient up from the edge of his bed. Period. She did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but is unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She completed physical therapy in 2023. Period. The rest of that section is normal. New paragraph, as per the records provided, her claim petition alleges on 11-12-20, she was adjusting a client in bed and injured her right shoulder. Period. Treatment records show she was seen at Capitol Health Emergency Room on 11-12-20. Period. She reported being at work lifting and pulling a patient when she felt a pop in her right shoulder. Period. She had a pain. She had pain and a sense of difficulty moving it. Period. She had a history of hypertension and pre-diabetes. Period. She was examined and had x-rays of the right shoulder that showed no fractures or subluxations. Period. She was then discharged home with a diagnosis of shoulder strain and a sling and on medication. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Hornstein beginning 11-18-20. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of right shoulder pain, comma, right rotator cuff capsule strain, comma, and right shoulder joint pain on movement. Period. He repeated the x-rays in the office and they were normal. Period. He gave her a home exercise program and referred her for an MRI out of concern for an acute rotator cuff tear. Period. She did have an MRI of the shoulder on 12-8-20. Period. There was severe osteoarthritic changes of the AC joint, comma, partial insertional tear of the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendinopathy. Period. She returned to Dr. Hornstein to review these results on 12-9-20. Period. He gave her a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder for a diagnosis of impingement syndrome. Period. She was going to remain out of work and return in 4 weeks for a clinical recheck. Period. She did return on 1-6-21, having completed 4 weeks of physical therapy. Period. He thought she was developing adhesive capsulitis, post-traumatic in nature. Period. He recommended more aggressive therapy. Period. Unfortunately, he thought she was heading towards surgical intervention for this frozen shoulder. She was given a Medrol dose pack and was to return in 1 month's time. Period. Ms. Turner saw Dr. Hornstein again on 2-3-21. Period. Another month of physical therapy was ordered and they discussed the possibility of surgical intervention. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was administered that day. Period. On 3-3-21, she did not have much progress. Period. He thought she had plateaued in her recovery, and it would be appropriate to proceed with arthroscopic lysis of adhesions, comma, manipulation under anesthesia, comma, and possible subacromial decompression. Period. New paragraph. On 5-4-21, Dr. Hornstein performed right shoulder arthroscopy lysis of adhesions, comma, manipulation under anesthesia, and subacromial decompression. per the postoperative diagnoses were right shoulder adhesive capsulitis and impingement syndrome. Period. She did have neurologic consultation with Dr. Schumacher, who thought she had a transient ischemic attack. Period. She was discharged from the hospital on 5/6/21, noting a CAT scan. Gamma CT of the brain and MRI of the brain were also unremarkable for an acute intracranial process. Period. New paragraph, she followed up with Dr. Hornstein post-operatively. Period. He prescribed her medications and additional physical therapy. Period. Go back to the neurology evaluation. It was noted after completion of surgery, she was found to be nonverbal, and for this reason, an acute stroke alert was activated. Period. It was thought her symptoms were consistent with the TIA, but there were several inconsistencies. A neurologic exam possibly indicated a non-neurologic psychogenic overlay. Period. Dr. Hornstein monitored her progress over the next several months. Period. She participated in work hardening as well. Period. As of... Scratch that. She did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 2/14/22. Period. It found she gave a consistent performance and effort during the evaluation. Period. She was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. She saw Dr. Hornstein running through 3/8/23. Period. It was thought therapy was aggravating her shoulder, so it was advised this be discontinued. Period. His final diagnoses were adhesive capsulitis and impingement syndrome of the right shoulder, for which he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. She wore many rings on her fingers. Period. There was healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder active abduction and flexion were to 150 and 160 degrees respectively. Period. Passively, these were full. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/5. Resisted right shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Cervical. She had tenderness at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period. Thoracic. She was tender in the upper right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 11/12/20, Raquel Turner injured her right shoulder when she was moving a patient up in bed. She was seen at the insured's emergency room the same day where x-rays were negative. She was diagnosed with a strain and placed in a sling. She quickly came out of the orthopedic care of Dr. Hornstein. Period. Right shoulder MRI was done on 12/8/20. Period. She failed therapy and injection treatment, so they pursued surgical intervention. Period. On 5/4/21, Dr. Hornstein performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Postoperatively, she had some neurologic symptoms that were thought to possibly be from a TIA or a psychological manifestation. Period. In any event, this cleared and she was discharged from the hospital. Period. She had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. An FCE was done on 2/14/22 as noted above. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable but ultimately full range of motion about the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Patrick Buckley, the maneuver was there, were negative. Period, she had minimal weakness and resisted right shoulder external rotation. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. End.